The Drive with Rob and Roz, Jacaranda FM.
My guest this afternoon for the next half hour, I'm so excited. Grace Harding is here. Grace is one of our speakers at the Mancosa Business Breakfast upcoming. She's going to be joined by Graham Codrington, who's a man who thinks about the future a lot. Pat Lambie, the rugby player, is going to be there as well. Jessica Motaung, who you might know from Kaizer Chiefs. And then Professor Mamoketi Pakeng, who is just an incredible, incredible South African. And Grace, you are here. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's so exciting to have you. Grace is the CEO of Ocean Baskets. Do you get prawns every day for lunch?
No. Not every day, but it's wonderful to have access to beautiful seafood.
It's such an iconic South African brand, which is why I'm so excited to have you here. You've been at the helm since, 2012, I think?
I joined in 2012, and then I kind of started to take over in about 2014. It was a gradual process.
Yeah, and now you've been running the whole show. I didn't realize that you had so many stores overseas.
Yeah.
It's incredible. I mean, I saw Ocean Basket Kazakhstan. How did that come about as a territory? How do you look around the world map and go, you know where we should go? This one looks good. They need some seafood.
And most people only know Kazakhstan from Zohan.
Yes.
But you have to be over 32 to know who Zohan is. So Kazakhstan is an amazing story. 7 restaurants in this little country.
Wow.
Where they mainly eat horse meat.
Yeah.
And the guys who started it, because it's a licensed business model, they were on holiday in Cyprus, and we have 9 restaurants there that are super successful. We have an incredible guy running the Cyprus business. We own those restaurants. And he said, I want to open one of these. So we said, okay. But it was a very interesting transition, but a little bit like South Africa. I think in 1995, when the founder, who takes the credit, Fats Lazaridis, when he said, gee, we should make seafood accessible to everybody.
Yeah.
People thought he was mad because it was a beef, chicken-eating country.
Because he started in Pretoria, of all places.
Yeah.
I remember reading the story somewhere. Didn't he start the first Ocean Basket with like $800 in his pocket back in the 90s?
$800. It had 6 tables. And in those days, the landlord rules were very different. So if there was a coffee shop, you weren't allowed to serve coffee. So he was only allowed to serve a few things. The guests used to arrive with their cooler bag for salads and dorp because they were only allowed to serve 1 red, 1 white wine.
Them's were the days.
And them's were the days. And it grew from there. Incredible. Accessible seafood. That's all.
What does a CEO of a large company like Ocean Baskets, what does your day-to-day actually look like? Are you just booked up with meetings all the time? Do you get to do anything fun?
Oh, now you want secrets. So I think the wonderful thing about Ocean Basket, it's a privately owned company. So we have far more freedom to get involved in things that really make our hearts happy. I don't have to do annual report presentations or anything like that. My day's filled up with many things. Our founders are still very involved in the business.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of that. But we spend a lot of time in the restaurants. I spend a lot of time in the restaurants connecting with guests. There are a lot of meetings. We have to keep up with technology.
Yeah.
We're building some incredible stuff. So it is a varied day. I am a self-confessed workaholic.
Yeah.
And I will start a program for fellow workaholics. So I don't switch off. I really don't switch off, but it's an incredible team. People have been there for years and years. One of our executives started as a waiter.
Wow.
So there's just story upon story upon story.
Well, this is the thing I wanted to chat about this afternoon, because that's what's actually really great about not only the business breakfast, but your background as well, or what you're going to be talking about, is people. Is the importance of human beings in the companies we work for and how we relate to one another. Because the world it's getting so like technical. Yeah. You know, it's getting so, have you used AI to do a thing yet? And now you're getting an AI summary of a meeting that you didn't even need to pay attention to. And we're forgetting about the human beings involved.
That's my favorite topic. So I grew up in the world of leadership and people. That's my speciality. I came to Ocean Basket knowing nothing about calamari except it tasted nice. So it was really an industry I had to learn.
Yeah.
But now's the time for human. And that's what is so interesting, because our rote skills, data capturing or physical work, that's being taken over more and more by technology. So the only thing we have left is ourselves. And that's why you're hearing more and more talk of values being the anchor that grounds an organization, because it's truly the only differentiator. I mean, there's everything is copyable.
Yeah, true.
Is that English? Copyable?
Absolutely, it is now. We make up words on the show cool. all the time. But I take your point, though, because at the end of the day, you want to feel like the work you are doing, it doesn't matter where you work, you want to feel like you're adding value, you want to feel like you belong to something that you can also believe in yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think that's an important thing to create at the moment.
And it's important for Graham Codrington will have to help me. He's amazing. The millennials or the Zs, I don't know which ones they are, but they want meaning. I mean, big brands are panicking now because people are saying, well, I don't have to wear something with your logo on it.
Yeah.
And people want to work in an environment with meaning. It matters that you are kind to people. It matters that you are fair. So it's wonderful to see the way the world is changing. It is wonderful. I think it's very scary when you look at some of the AI stuff.
Yeah.
But more than ever before, leadership skills, that's going to be the winning weapon.
Well, that's what we're going to talk about next, how to do that better. I think all of us can take a leaf out of that book because we all deal with other people in our lives, at work, and in our families and so on. And it's just about being nice and being a good person and trying to get the best out of one another. So Grace is here. We will have that chat from now until 5 o'clock this afternoon.
The Drive with Robin Ross on Jacaranda FM.
Tell me, what makes a great leader? What makes someone a person other people want to follow and work for and trust?
First of all, you don't work for anyone. You must work for yourself in an organization or in a team. And I think there are so many great leadership people out there. But my belief is you're a great leader if you put others before you and if you are inclusive. Inclusive of all the information you collect, inclusive of hearing opinions from all sorts of people, inclusive in being curious about things that even you disagree with.
Yeah.
So I think it was Simon Sinek or someone who said that leaders eat last. And it truly is true. I do believe serve others before you eat. And listen to others before you speak. It's difficult sometimes because I can be bombastic, but my colleagues put me in check.
Fair enough. I mean, that's what's the phrase? Strong opinions lightly held. Something like that.
You know, an opinion is like, everyone's got one. That's my colleague's favorite one.
But I think it is very important because there's that. Every business person, every leader I've heard talk all say similar things. They all say it's important to listen to other people, bring other people into the fold, cast yourself as widely as possible and listen to other people's opinions. And the stereotype that exists in the world is, you know, as soon as someone becomes a boss, they become bossy, which I think is just, it's completely counterproductive to how to get the best out of people. Mm. And I suppose that's half your job, is trying to encourage people to do more and be more.
Yeah, I think that's so old school. I remember when I started working, the people who were bosses had the big offices and the big chairs. I remember being annoyed when I worked for the Edgars Group, and I loved it there. But someone got promoted and all this furniture was arriving. And I thought, but like, what's wrong with the Oaks chair?
Yeah.
You know, nothing wrong with the chair. So it is about being real and reality. And it is difficult. And for me, the greatest compliment is when I am in restaurants and I'm spending time with my apron, with my colleagues, and people just think I'm a waitress, and sometimes they complain about me, like in the UK, because I pick up the children and I love kids. You mustn't touch anyone in the UK, and that's the greatest compliment, people not knowing, well, who's that, you know?
Yeah.
Some crazy chick.
Yeah. What are we expecting from you at the Mancosa Business Breakfast? What are you going to be talking about?
The love of my life, which is leadership and culture. And I think culture has been a word that's been around for so long. But as we were speaking about earlier, with AI and technology and so much being replicable, it is the culture and the manner in which we live our lives and live in business that is going to differentiate us. So Mancosa is about sharing some of my experiences, and hopefully people can walk away with a few tips, and to also share some of the sad stories and the difficult times of being a leader. I think, you know, we always have to look good, like being an actress. You always got to have lipstick on and your boobs must be fine. And there are times where, you know, that's not happening.
Yeah.
And we need to be more vulnerable. So yeah, I'll share a few of those stories as well.
I think those are important stories. Because especially in the Instagram world, everything is so polished and so shiny and so well presented all the time. You forget the realness and the difficulties and the amount of work people put in to get to places and the things they care about. You know, you sort of get an end result and it's sort of, look at this shiny thing that I've made. And you don't see all of the build up to get there. Who should come and listen to you at the Mancosa Business Breakfast? Is it just other leaders?
Gee whiz, that's such a difficult question. I mean, I go and listen to just about anyone. I guess the breakfast is targeted to people who want to understand the world better, because look at the incredible array of speakers we have. We have experience from rugby, soccer, futurist, and anyone who's curious to walk away with one nugget. And you know, often the nugget doesn't come from the speakers. The speakers are facilitating a conversation that you are going to have with each other.
Yeah.
And that's the exciting part. You know, no one person is going to tell you how to do something. You can go onto Google or chat for that.
Yeah. When you look back on how far you've come and your whole journey and so on, like, it's very difficult to sort of come through the retail space. The thing that struck me was you started, as you said, at Edgar's. You ran your own company for a while. Now you're doing this. You've worked in retail, you've worked in the restaurants, you've worked in fashion, you've worked in shops. At every step of the way, you're dealing with people. And at the end of the day, I think learning how to do that is such a valuable skill for all of us.
And you can never stop learning. And I love what you say about learning. When we grew up at school, we were never taught how to be a person and deal with people. And there's people who've got problems. Thank goodness now we're recognizing emotional disabilities. There's people who are they have dyslexia, or they have this, or they have that. We've never been taught. And my mission in life is to teach how to be a person, because it's never been revered. And now it's going to be the most revered thing. And the last thing I have to tell you about people, they're a little bit like technology. Sometimes you must switch them off.
Well, I can't wait to hear it on the 1st of October. The Mancosa Business Breakfast is coming. Come along. Let Grace Harding switch your brain off and switch it back on again. It's going to be incredible. Grace, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
You have to present with me.
That's fine. We can do that. We'll talk about it later. Go and get your tickets. All of the details are on jacarandafm.com. The Mancosa Business Breakfast is coming.